saved you some ass-kicking shiznit. From Nullsoft Shoutcast.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyamba Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
I, Betty, do not meet the flammability requirements of the California Bureau of Household Goods and Services Technical Bulletin 117-2013. Care should be exercised around me with open flame or burning cigarettes. I may contain chemicals known to the state of California to cause cancer, baldness, erectile dysfunction, constipation, and or diarrhea, lightheadedness, problems sleeping, problems urinating, problems seeing, problems hearing. Oh hell, I am just going to give you a lot of problems. Now time for the show. Chemicals known to the state of...
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyamba.
Oh my lord. Ooh. Who brought the skunkweed in here? Hey everyone, this is Anthony live from Studio A in slightly sunny, rainy Tampa, Florida.
Hey everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in the friendly confines of Chicagoland.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 225 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, June 14th, 2021. We are proud to be carried by Shyamba Radio. Go visit them at www.chiampa.org.
Oh,
or visit them on
shyambaradio.
Found and listened to on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and on Shyamba Radio. Visit www.shyamba.org. Go to the menu, click Programming, then clicky the Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit us on the web. However you listen, we appreciate your listenership. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
I like the TP segment. Thank you so much, Betty.
I know.
You got it, Joe.
So don't make any sudden movements.
You got it, Anthony.
That seems to be the problem. No sudden movements, and you'll be okay when it comes to what the camera is gonna, you know, the video and the audio.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on. You've like entered like an internet dead zone. Like, it's ridiculous.
That's sad.
It is. And we've gone for so long without this issue, you know? I mean, we've done pretty good.
I'm just going to choose a pictorial.
Just choose a pictorial. Sometimes that's what you got to do. You just got to choose a pictorial.
But you leave your video on.
Okay, I'll leave my video on for you. How's that?
See how that goes.
All right, we'll see how that goes.
Am I coming in smooth?
You are now. Now you are sounding smooth as a stick of melting butter.
Ooh. Smooth as a stick of melting butter. That's a good show title.
There you go. Well, put a pin in it.
Yep.
Put a pin in it. Smooth as a... How did our last show title do? Do we know if we got any good hits out of it?
You know, let's take a peek. It's fun. We haven't done a live on-air reckoning of our stats in a long time.
A reckoning.
A reckoning. So,
sounds
folks,
so
you know, make
exciting.
Sure you join us. On our website at Shyamba.org.
Yeah, I think so. At least it's been for a while now. I don't think we have changed it anytime soon. Not yet. Maybe later.
Smelling Grandma's Carpet.
Smelling Grandma's Carpet.
Only two downloads.
Only two downloads?
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to smell Grandma's Carpet.
Naked Joyride, 4 downloads.
Huh.
I just think it's the weather. It's nice out.
I think it's the weather. Think it's the weather.
Listening. You know, it's going to take a while. Like, now, here for instance, though, Naked Sewer Lady got 11 downloads.
Naked Sewer Lady got 11 downloads. Well, that's great. I'm kind of excited to hear that. I'm glad the Naked Sewer Lady got some 11 downloads. Good for the Naked Sewer Lady.
I don't know why, but she did.
All right. Well, there we go.
So, maybe she showed some extra sewerage. I don't know.
Maybe. She could have had a lot of extra sewerage. Possible. You know.
So we're
still getting rain. It's great.
You're still getting rain?
Still getting rain. Yeah. It's great. It's nice. The grass is looking green again-ish. Still brownish. Brownish-greenish. And snitches get stitches.
Ooh.
One of our listeners has identified me as a breakfast lover of McDonald's, and I heard about it the other day when I went to go visit someone.
Uh-oh.
So snitches get stitches. Just remember that. Just remember, snitches get stitches. And last week
that
at the
could
old
be
job.
A show title.
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah, that's true. So last week at the old job, you know, we're wrapping it up and all the personal shit's on its way home. And
There we go.
And gotta see what we can do with
it. The exit can be had. Make it happen, I suppose.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Right? We're just, you know, everything else seems to be doing good on the other end of life. So I think we'll be ready to go next Monday, it looks like.
Wow. So right now, I think we're both in limbo in terms of what's going to be happening for our Mondays. But, you know, folks, it seems like, you know, things just happen as they happen.
Exactly.
Right? But anyways, and here it's been pretty good day in Chicago. It's been really low dew points, dry air.
Low dew points are good. Nice.
But, the Chicago studios needed some AC. It was kind of trending hot in the Chicago studios.
Trending hot. So. The trend is hot. Is that breaking news?
No, the breaking news is I purchased a 36-bottle wine rack.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It's very exciting. It means I can store, because I got 12 bottles of wine currently.
Well, you need to get working on to get more wine then.
Well,
and you gotta keep it full.
There will be no shortage of that.
No shortage of wine. Well, that's good.
No shortage of wineage.
No shortage of wineage. That's an important thing. Well, fantastic. So let's see.
Are we at the announcements?
Yes,
corner?
We are at the announcements. It does not look like we have any voicemails.
And our chat room is open at Chiampa.org, and our phone lines are ready for you at 813-327-8566. But now it's time for Anthony's Weed Corner.
Yay, Weed Corner. We like Weed Corner. All right. Yay. All right. So tonight, our first article comes from Leafly, from Marissa Wenski. Good Polish name. Or something. I don't know. What would Wenski be? Polish? German? It's not Italian, that's for sure. It's definitely not.
Sounds more Polish.
It sounds more Polish.
Slavic,
yeah, Slavic. It's some Baltic country name. Anyway, tonight we're going to talk about Delta 8. It's a cannabis compound that has become popular recently because of its similarity to Delta 9 THC, which is the shit that gets us high. Nearly all Delta 8 THC on the market today is manufactured from hemp-derived CBD, which kind of makes it legal, kind of doesn't make it legal. Because there's been some declarations that it does not fall underneath the Farm Bill.
Interesting.
That gave CBD that open market.
Wow.
I think I cover that somewhere. Yeah, I think I have it somewhere else in here. Either this one or the next story. So a report issued June 2nd by the U.S. Cannabis Council, a national trade group representing state-licensed cannabis companies and legalization advocates, described the boom in unregulated Delta 8 THC sales as a rapidly expanding crisis. Delta 8 makers, and this is kind of the same thing with buying the off-market vape pens and shit like that. Delta 8 makers don't have to abide by costly quality control and safety standards imposed upon licensed cannabis companies, which is true. Because when I go to the dispensary and I get a vape pen or I get something other than just, even when I get the flower, everything is tested. I can go online. There's a batch number. I can go online to read about what they tested in it. I mean, it's a very well regulated. So I feel comfortable with what I'm buying. And I feel that it's relatively safe. In April 2021, a research team backed by the U.S. Cannabis Council purchased an assortment of unlicensed Delta 8 THC products from unregulated retail stores in California, Florida, Nevada, Texas, Michigan, Massachusetts, North Carolina, and Indiana. Many of the products contained compounds not allowed by state law in regulated cannabis products. Compounds included metals, chromium, copper, nickel, and lead.
Ew.
Yeah, so you got to be careful where you get this shit. You know, I mean, it's, it's some nasty shit sometimes. And our next one, it comes from High Times, AJ Harrington. And this is, we go over to Washington State. The Washington Liquor and Cannabis Board announced that it intended to regulate the sale of Delta 8 THC products sold in the state's licensed marijuana dispensaries. Last year, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration ruled that Delta 8 THC, a cannabinoid that occurs naturally and can also be processed from CBD, is a controlled substance not protected by the 2018 Farm Bill. The Cannabis Board's policy statement holds that it is not legal to sell Delta 8 produced from CBD or other cannabinoids in licensed dispensaries. But some groups, including the Washington Cannabis Association, believe that the Liquor and Cannabis Board could regulate the extraction of naturally occurring Delta 8 THC. And it's funny, because this is... I saw an ad somewhere that a place in Clearwater was selling this. And one of our other listeners, a friend of mine, Brian, sent me this information that they were selling. And it was, it didn't say it was Delta 8, but it was said it was a CBD, but it will get you high and blah, blah, blah. Okay. And I'm like, what the hell? And I'm like, this is what they were talking about. They were talking about the Delta 8 thing. Because I'm like, how the hell is this legal? Well, it's not really. There was a kind of a gray span of time before it got ruled that it wasn't legal. Last week, so Washington, they're trying to regulate Delta 8 THC from extraction naturally occurring. And then last week, Colorado lawmakers removed an amendment to a cannabis cultivation bill, HB 1301, that would have, among other things, outlawed all products containing Delta 8 THC.
Interesting.
Yes, isn't it? So it's kind of an interesting little facet on the CBD industry. I saw the one, and then I kind of saw the other, and I'm like, well, we really don't talk about this, you know, CBD much, especially in this format. So, but I thought this would be good, some good information for our listeners.
You know, I don't have as much experience with CBD except for in a beverage.
Yeah.
Because I don't utilize CBD as much.
I have some experience with it.
Does it work for you?
It does. I've primarily taken a CBD THC compound ratio. So it's like 50-50 CBD and just THC, non-strain specific THC. And I take it at night, and it's great, and it's absolutely great. It knocks me out, because I used to try to take like an indica to help me sleep, but I found a lot of times that I would wake up so damn groggy, and it was hard. It was hard for me to get up in the morning if I had tried, because you know, like gummies, I'll do like a gummy or something, and I found that these CBD THC 50-50 mixtures actually do a really good job in like putting me to, you know, getting me to fall asleep and then kind of keeping me asleep most of the night. I do wake up earlier with the CBD stuff than I do with the indica. Like when I do the CBD thing, I start waking up about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right, right.
If I do the indica, I'll go until about 4:30. And I could probably sleep more, but my clock just naturally tells me to get up, and then I'm just and then I'm groggy though. I feel groggy for like the rest of the morning. It's like medicine head. So the CBD ratio seems to really seem to be a good solution for that. So I have been experimenting a little bit with CBD lately. So, but that's it for your weed corner, and back to you.
Well, okay, it's time for our word of the show. Are you ready, Anthony?
Sure, why not?
And today's word of the show is bumptious, and bumptious means self-assertive or proud to be proud to an irritating degree. Self-assertive or proud to an irritating degree, that's it. As our very own bumptious Roger would say, wow. Anyway, the more you know, only at the Joe and Anthony Show. Okay, Roger, take it away.
Oh, bloody hell, it's me, Roger. Anyway, if you didn't know it, and if you did, well, pip pip and soap and suds for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is June 14th, 2021, and it is oh boy, it's International Bath Day, Strawberry Shortcake Day, Flag Day, Bourbon Day, New Mexico Day, and what you've really been waiting for, woohoo, it's National Pop Goes the Weasel Day.
Woo-hoo!
Wow. Well, Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes our Anthony to push a button that hopefully will dispense strawberry shortcake forever and ever. Amen. Anyway, let that spinning wheel roll, Anthony. I think, no. Yes, yes, yes.
I have spinning wheel in my hands, and I am broadcasting that ever so stillly. Yikes. Oh, good, good. I'm glad you recognized that. Does this next story have anything to do with bourbon?
Does this next story have anything to do with bourbon? I don't think it does. Let me open the link here. I was muted for a bit there, so I was delayed because I was texting a friend about National Bourbon
Day. Uh-oh. So, yeah, sometimes that happens.
It does. All right, so tonight's random story comes from the Tampa Bay Times and tells us about a little mix-up with a big thing. Last year, Bobby approached the city of Brooksville about a small building with a garage at the city's water tower's base. It had been used as storage for various city departments, but Bobby was hoping to use it as a gym. The city declared the building surplus and decided to subdivide the land and sell the building. The sales price was $55,000, and the city council unanimously approved the sale. Bobby told a city council member during the closing that he thought the legal description was more extensive than what he was buying. The official, however, just signed over the property and using the legal description they had. Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
There you go. So several days later, when Bobby went to the Hernando County Property Appraiser's Office to get an address for his new business location, he was told that the parcel he bought included the entire water tower site.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he owned the whole water tower. Well, wow. Bobby acknowledged the city's mistake to the Tampa Bay Times, he said he did not want to comment on the situation.
Yeah.
Council member Bell said he is happy that Bobby will get to redevelop the building, but he is not happy with the mistakes that were made. He said he believes the city lost, and he says he believes the city lost needed parking in the deal. Not that you sold the damn water tower to somebody. You just lost some parking. He also said the issue with the water tower is resolved, blaming the use of a bad legal description for what happened. Jeez. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Yay, my digital diodes are happily fluttered for no good reason. And why the fuck is my voice all fucked up? Joe, you better fix this. Anyway.
Ugh, that's better.
There we
anyway,
go.
Want to check out Headphone Meditation with John Dubose and the Inept Super Villains podcast and the many other fine shows we carry on Shyamba Radio. Be sure to visit Shyamba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, and much, much more.
And
now,
much more.
For Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thanks, Betty. And before we get to the news, sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, it's time for our Shyamba Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently overcast and 77 degrees. The dew point is 48, giving us a heat index of 78. The humidity is at 36%. Winds are howling out of the east at 10 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers before 8 p.m. Partly cloudy with a low around 62. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 70 degrees. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 73 degrees. Which means excellent patio weather. Thursday, sunny with a high near 89 degrees, which is not nearly as excellent. Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 85. And on the weekend, maybe a little rain on Sunday. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near... And it's time for a bumptious look at my news. Yes.
And now for the news.
Yeah. No.
No bouncy. Bouncy bad for bandwidth. All right.
All right. Anthony... I did, and now I've got it out of my system, and
all right,
I'm
good.
Back.
All right, fantastic.
And yay, Anthony, you can win anywhere, even in Florida. June 3rd, an Illinois woman found her trip to Florida was a profitable endeavor when she won a $1 million jackpot from a scratchery. Can you believe that?
Wow.
The Florida
no,
Lottery said... the Florida Lottery said Ms. D of someplace Illinois was visiting Florida when she purchased a $5 million Gold Rush Classic scratch-off ticket.
God, I hate those commercials.
From the Green Acres discount food store in Green Acres.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm supposed to play
find
this
drum roll.
Oh, bloody hell. It's me, Roger.
Stop,
anyway,
Roger.
If
stop.
You didn't sound like a drum roll. That doesn't sound like a drum roll.
The ticket turned out to be a $1 million jackpot winner.
Oh,
so
well,
Miss
D
chose to take out her winnings as a $710,000 lump sum payment. Wow, $290,000 to the government. Ouch.
That's Green actually Acres not bad. Store. That's like a little over 25%.
Even still. Green Acres Discount Food was awarded a $2,000 bonus commission for selling the winning ticket.
Fantastic.
That's nice.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, if the cat is game, but is warm, cuddly, fluffy, ready, a man said has come up with an ingenious hack to get rid of giant spiders. Do you have giant spiders?
Do we have giant spiders? We have huge spiders in Florida.
You have huge spiders, really?
Oh my god, no, they're huge. They're freaking ridiculous. They're the size of a fucking Buick. It scares the shit out of both Joe and myself. Well, I mean, I have bought bug spray that can shoot across the room so I can like euthanize these fucking things because they're fucking big. They're not as big as a tarantula, but they're big, ugly, brown and hairy, and I don't like them. Anyway.
Well, a video of a cat being held up.
Uh-oh. You're dropping out on me again.
Facing off with the... Uh-oh.
Yeah,
that's sad.
You're going back down to 300. Right, you just can't do video, unfortunately.
And just be done with video.
Yeah, you just have to do
Australian that. Huntsman spiders are famed as being the hairy so-called tarantulas on house walls that terrify people by scudding out from behind curtains, according to the Australian Museum. They are large with long legs and are mostly gray or brown. Many huntsman spiders have flattened bodies to allow them to live in narrow spaces, and their legs spread forwards and laterally like a crab. Huntsman spiders generally live under loose bark on trees or in crevices or rock walls and in logs.
Ooh, don't Google it. Don't Google it. Don't Google
but they
it. Don't Google
enter
it.
Houses and are notorious for entering cars and hiding behind sun visors.
Ooh, my God. So hide behind this goddamn thing is a sun visor. Oh, my God. Do not Google that damn thing.
So what happens if a cat gets its paws on a spider?
The cat gets killed by the spider. The thing's huge.
Completely fine. According to a Wired article by science writer Gwen Pearson, cats often eat spiders, and for the most part, spiders don't hurt cats. Yeah. There are a lot of rumors that letting a cat eat a venomous spider, barely any spider, will kill a cat, but I can't find any documentation of that.
Yeah.
The process of consuming and eating a spider digests the proteins in the venom and renders them neutral, which is why people that eat spiders are fine as well. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah. Well, how about that? That I guess then I'll just go to the spider buffet this weekend. Sounds exciting.
Did you have some Google nightmares?
Oh, my God. Don't Google the damn thing. Yeah, Google it. Go Google Huntsman Spider. Go Google it. Go Google it, Joe. Huntsman Spider. Go Google it. Tell me what it
I
looks
did.
Like.
I did. It's
a scary-looking motherfucking thing. I mean, granted, they're big here, but not that fucking big. If I saw that thing, damn thing in my house, I'd set my damn house on fire. I'd like, fuck that. I'd call 911. I said, there's a motherfucking big-ass spider in my house. I am pouring gasoline all over the place, and I am setting this damn thing ablaze. Come out and put the damn thing out when this damn spider is dead.
Could you imagine it's, like, on your entryway, and you're like, what the fuck?
Like there was a spider in the house. A big, ugly spider.
And look, there's this guy's hand with the spider. Ah, Finnish! We're now done talking about Huntsman Spider.
Yeah, I'm getting a little creeped out talking about spiders. We'll move on.
I knew I put that dang book somewhere.
Oh my goodness, Finnish McGinty has gone to India.
Finnish McGinty is in Ireland now.
There we go.
A library in Ireland said a book recently returned was more than 64 years overdue.
Oh, my God.
The Monaghan Town Library said the book The Hedge and the Horse had been checked out January 11th, 1957.
Wow.
And was returned in late May.
Ooh.
Executive librarian Kay Cassidy said the library got rid of late fees in 2019. But at the 1957 rate, the book would have amassed about $2,000 in fines. The whereabouts of the book for the 64 years that it was checked out from the library were unclear. But, you know, hey, it was returned, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, right, that's exciting.
And that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the bumptious Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
The bumptious Chip Skipper.
Yes. I need to find my pen cap, so I'm going to go on mute.
I would totally burn down the studio if I saw that fucking spider in it. Thanks, Joe. Do your feet fall off? Do you literally walk down the street only to find that one of your feet fell off just moments before you landed face down on the sidewalk? Are you embarrassed when people stare at you as you try to use unproven home methods of reattaching a foot in public? Worry no more about loose feet. Dollar Miscellaneous has a solution for you. Sticky Feet, a unique bioadhesive that is specially designed to keep up with the rigorous demands of appendage reattachment in moist areas. Stop dealing with loose feet. Pick up Sticky Feet today. Available exclusively at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Now available in Sticky Feet Plus for those extra sweaty areas with other body parts fall off from. Do you want to be part of the disjointed Southern Fried Tower Thumping Toilet Seat Licking GMO Loaded Experience? Call us at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, the Outcasting Overtime crew considers pride and community. And in the news, Uganda blames COVID on a big queer shelter bust. Chili's Panera, oh, they have a Panera in Chili? Ooh, sweet. Panera finally endorses marriage equality. DeSantis greets pride with a war on Florida's LGBTQ LMNOP community. And Wisconsin's Evers issues queer supportive orders. Utah's Cox proclaims that state's first Pride Month. And Google doodles Franklin Kemeny and donates millions to queer groups. Whatever the fuck that means. All that and more this week. Listen to the program. You'll find out what all that means. When you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joan Anthony Show on Triumph Radio. Hang tight, folks. We still won't be bumptious in 4 minutes when we return. If I can find the button. Here's the button.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Triumph Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashbacks.
Been any good microwave popcorns lately? Now this one says it's normal for 1 to 3 tablespoons of kernels to remain unpopped. And this one is only recommended for certain wattage microwaves. Now this one is Pop Secret from Betty Crocker. Pop Secret works in all microwaves and it pops up beautifully, light and fluffy. The next time you want to curl up with a good microwave popcorn, make it Pop Secret. The secret to better microwave popcorn.
Captain O.G. Readmore here. If they send a mouse to outer space where Hawaii is getting snows, if a Martian lands on Thompson Street, you'll be the first to know. If you read the daily papers at your favorite magazine, you'll be out in front and in the know on all the latest scenes. You can tell your friends. You heard it first. And you'll hold the latest news. So read the paper and some magazines. Because reading is what's news.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio. Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
This has been a Joe Wisdom audio production.
This is John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Cheyampa Radio.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
I've named the system. So hold on. I'll tell you about that. Just a moment. We have to access the database. Hold on.
Accessing the database, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, but I was expecting, but okay.
Catch the Joe and Anthony Show live, Monday nights at 8 Eastern, 7 Central. only on Shyamba Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Oh, which?
I think it might be a Roger thing. I'm not sure, though.
Is it a Roger thing?
Who knows?
I think it's a Roger thing.
Hello, Roger here.
That's a
Welcome
Roger
back.
Thing.
Thank God it's yay today, because up next, we've got the Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's Florida weather and his world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first,
Yes.
Go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverage, biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and world-famous, crazy Florida news. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right, before we continue, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KETPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 84 degrees. The humidity is currently at 72%. The dew point is sitting around 74 degrees. And visibility is 10 miles. It's nice and soggy out. Gotta love them. It's soggy out.
Yuck.
Tonight, Monday night, a 50% chance. Yeah, it's very soggy out. Welcome to rainy season in Florida. When it's actually temperate out, it's just gross anyway. 50% chance of scattered showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a low around 79. Yeah, I think I took advantage of some of that weed over the break. Tuesday, 60% chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 2 in the afternoon. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms after 2. Mostly cloudy with a high near 88. Tuesday night will be a 40% chance of scattered showers and storms. Mostly cloudy with a low around 80. Wednesday, 50% chance of scattered showers and storms. Mostly cloudy, high near 89. And on Wednesday night, we see a 40% chance of scattered showers and storms, mostly cloudy, with a low around 78. As you can tell, the rainy season has arrived. That's it for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for your crazy Florida news.
I like crazy Florida news.
Who doesn't? I like crazy Florida news, too. That's why I like doing it. I enjoy it, because It's amusing. Good. It's an amusing thing. It's an amusing thing to do.
Exactly.
Absolutely. All right. Here's our first one.
All right.
Our first Florida story of the night comes from WFLA News Channel 8, right out of Tampa Bay, and tells us the story of how modern science has once again usurped Darwinism.
Ooh.
Jeffrey was...
He's got a funky head.
Yeah, that funky head is blurred out, because you'll know why. Jeffrey was diving in the Mayaca River looking for shark teeth when he was attacked from behind by an alligator. Not surprising in Florida. Jeffy told WFLA that he wasn't in the water for very long when the attack happened. He thinks the alligator was about 9 feet long and possibly a female. It's currently alligator mating season in Florida, by the way. Jeffrey now has 34 stitches in his head, a minor skull fracture, bite marks on one of his hands. Doctors told him there is no brain damage from the attack, which he said is a miracle. We will have the stitches for at least a few weeks. He's also grateful for Good Samaritans who called 911 and took care of him while he waited for the ambulance to arrive. While Jeffrey recovers from his injuries, he is unable to work at his job as a personal trainer. All right. Ooh. How far will you go for tacos, Joe?
Ooh, I'd go a long
way. You go a long way? All right. Well, we got a couple of Floridians that went a long way for some tacos, too. Our next crazy Florida story of the night comes from WPTV. Channel 10 News Miami, and tells us a tale of Florida-style taco run. Jose says he and his pilot friend were flying from Tamanani outside of Miami to Arcadia, a 175-mile trip to grab some tacos on Tuesday when the engines of their small plane failed and they landed in a remote area of the Florida Everglades, miraculously unscathed. First from the plane crash, second from the alligators, because we saw what happened to shark bait up there a few moments ago. He had his head almost crushed. Sky 10 was over the scene before noon when the men were rescued near mile marker 55 of I-75 and reported the Miami-Dade fire rescue chopper hoisting up the men into the helicopter one at a time using a harness. This was a very, very excitable writer for this story. Wow. The Federal Aviation Administration said the single-engine Piper PA-32 made a forced landing on the highway in the Everglades, approximately 20 miles north of Ukapee, Florida, around 9:50 a.m. The pilot was trying to make I-75, but did not reach it. Fire rescue took the pilot back to Tamanani and brought Jose to a nearby fire control station where he reunited with his mother. The two embraced and they discussed the scary moment when they thought he would not make it. Although terrifying, it truly makes for a Taco Tuesday tale. Two men are lucky to live to tell. Not a good day to get tacos, Jose joked, though he and his mother said they'll still plan to get some tacos later on Tuesday. The FAA will continue to investigate the incident.
I think there, you gotta... Ooh, sexy.
You can still talk about tacos.
But tacos, you know, there's always one place in every city that has great tacos. At least one place.
At least. Everyone's got a favorite. Everyone's got a favorite. Yep. I've got a favorite. You've got a favorite.
Yep.
Joe does not have a favorite, but Joe does not like tacos.
Oh.
I don't know if Dick White eats tacos. I think Dick White just eats healthy choice.
And I don't know if your mother eats tacos. We'll have to see in the chat room, which you can join us if you're live, www.shyampa.org.
Yes, join us in the chat room. Talk about tacos. Why talk about
kind of,
well, some panty, some pantless woman in a Circle
pantless
K.
Pantless woman.
It's Florida. It's Florida and it's Circle K. What do you expect? Our final and naked news story of the night comes from The Smoking Gun and tells us about some naked fun going on in a Florida Circle
K. Naked fun!
Responding to a 1:30 a.m. naked woman in public call last Thursday, police found 21-year-old Kendall sans pants or underwear inside the convenience store in Umatilla, about 45 miles from Orlando. A Circle K clerk and a sheriff's deputy both reported seeing Kendall emerge from the store's bathroom with no pants or underwear. When was asked about her state of undress, Kendall reportedly stated that another deputy told her it was fine for her to do that. It's fine, honey. Just walk around with any pants on. Kendall smelled of alcohol and her speech was slurred. Additionally, the smell of marijuana was coming out of her vehicle. Kendall's pants were found inside the car. At least they found the pants. Kendall, you found your pants. Kendall, who lives 5 miles from the Circle K, was arrested for disorderly intoxication and booked into the county jail, for which she was released, posting $500 bond. Kendall, who had pleaded not guilty to the misdemeanor count, was not charged for going pantless inside the store. Ooh. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Is it back to you, Betty? Here
back you to you, Betty. Unless you want to talk about
testing.
The pantless woman.
1, 2, 3.
5, 6,
okay,
7.
Okay, looks like Joe hasn't fiddled with my voice circuits. Yay. Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots. Be a part of this unique Q Studio
awesome
experience.
Right,
no,
yes.
No. Yes. Be sure to visit us at shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And, did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs, biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start
something, bumptiously
conversing on about this or that. Hold
going,
on.
Going through the bag.
Here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you, the lovable Betty.
Hello, lovable Betty.
You got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony.
Yeah, I had a massive gas release need and I was also hungry for a cookie at the same time.
Hungry for a cookie after a gas release. You made more room.
Yes. Oh, God. I ate a whole platter full of chicken tarragon grape salad.
Wow.
It was so delicious.
Wow.
It's like a macaroni cold salad. It was so delicious.
I see. That sounds exciting.
And then...
And then...
For dinner...
You pooped.
I had pizza. No, I won't be pooping until tomorrow morning.
Oh, my goodness. God bless the toilet. Must you rest on?
It'll be a 5 a.m. poop.
Oh, my Lord. That's a super poop. So nobody wanted to smell Grandma's carpet last week, huh?
Not really.
That's a shame.
And, you know...
We used extra cleaner on it, too.
3, 4, 5 cleaning products here.
Yeah, right? We clean Grandma's carpet really good so you all can smell it.
Because, you know, Grandma has a unique smell.
In her carpet.
It might be a candy smell. It might be a pastry smell. It might be a poultry smell.
Hopefully it's not a fish smell.
Well, that's in different kind of households. Hmm. And some might be garlic smells. Mm-hmm. Or onion and peppery smells.
Ooh, Grandma needs to wash her carpet then. If her carpet smells like onion, she needs to go wash it.
But, no. So, thank you, your mother, for joining us in the chat room tonight and providing some adage to the evening. That's awesome.
It is awesome.
We've got 5 show title possibilities. Let me read them to you, Anthony.
What are they, Joe?
First one is, luckily, it was a cheaper part.
Okay, continue.
The next one is, smooth as a stick of melting butter.
Yeah, maybe.
The next one is, snitches get stitches.
I kind of like that one. But I think there might be another one, too, that was good.
Another one was Soap and Suds Day. And the other one was, Kendall, you found your pants.
I like that one. I'm talking about Kendall's pants.
But you said you had another one?
No, I thought there was another one. Maybe I missed it. Yeah, it's okay. I don't know. It's a tough one. It is a tough one. What do you think, Joe? How do you think this show reflects? What do you think, what title reflects this show best?
Kendall, you found your pants.
Right on.
Mr. Thomas had taken his muffins to America.
So,
poor boy will never have Mr. Thomas's muffins again.
I want to tell this little tidbit of technology story.
Sure. We got some listeners that like to listen to technology shit.
Right. At my place of business, where we have a point of sales terminal, which is approximately, you know, like 12 years old. And it was designed before there was touch payment systems.
You mean there was a time before touch screens?
Well, it has a touch screen, but it doesn't have the embedded chip touch payment system technology.
I see.
And I had a guest that was just so insistent that we had it. And I'm like, sir, this is a very old system. You know, we don't have that capability. So he was adamant, though. He was like, but if 4 other places I've been to take it. And I'm like, well, they have that technology. We do not.
We do not have the technology. We cannot rebuild them.
So we ended up having to do the Venmo option. So I ended up utilizing my own card to pay for the transaction, then I got the Venmo payment.
Wow.
It's just some of this stuff is still kind of a mess because, like, not everybody has caught up to those services and people expect it.
Yeah.
You know, luckily getting blowjobs, you can still pay cash for that.
Well, that's good. That's good. Last one, I think I was able to use, like, raffle tickets. It was at the VFW. She was kind of old. Well, hey, raffle tickets, oh, spend well, you know? Why not, right?
Oh, my goodness. Makes Kendall, you found your pants all that more special.
Yep. Kendall's pants got found. Oh, Joe, the coffee in the break room is made from the tears of failed disc jockeys.
Is it?
I don't know. That's what Betty said.
God, I know there's something I'm supposed to say about that. Oh, boy, that's sad, Anthony. Is there a button to push for that?
Mr. Thomas, to America.
There goes that segment.
Yeah. If you had noticed it, Saturday, penis. Thursday, Sunday. No, silly, it's Monday. Yay!
Thank God it's Monday. No, I want it to be not Monday. Tomorrow's Tuesday. I have one sick day left. I think I'm going to take it on Wednesday.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know, I probably won't be taking any time off for a while on the new job, so I'm like, well, might as well get myself one day off, one lazy day left until I go nonstop for a while.
Might as well.
This is going to be such might a change. Well. Such a change.
Yeah, it's a good change, though, it sounds like.
Sounds like it. We'll see how it goes. Keep my fingers crossed, right?
Do they require any type of testing?
So far, nothing has come up. They've done background checking. I've had to send in a whole bunch of stuff for background check. But nobody's asked me to pee in a cup yet.
Okay.
We're good. We're happy about that. That's a good thing, and we hope it stays that way. That's the important part.
Yay.
Because if they do, then we got problems.
Yeah.
So then we're like, can I have my old job back? No, I know you haven't found a tech yet. Hi. You already budgeted me for this year anyway.
I haven't really quit yet.
I haven't really quit. Letter was, yeah, no. They wouldn't. It wouldn't go that way, unfortunately. It'd be back of the line. But yeah, so it's been exciting. It's been an exciting few days. It's been an exciting year, really. At the end of the day, it's been a really
It's been a staffing interesting nightmare.
Yeah. So what? You just can't get staff to work. They don't want to work for. Is it? They don't want to work for what you pay them, or they just don't want to work, or.
In my specific situation, it's just a lot of initial issues to begin with that never really got resolved. That are leading up to issues now, and training is going in such a way where it's getting so busy, it's like, eek, you know, people almost have to kind of learn on the fly.
Yeah.
And so that becomes a little stressful, especially, you know, if you're just not in a nice, good headspace for everything.
No, absolutely. That could be... So, how do you survive this? I mean, what do?
You just
gotta,
you just gotta find some kind of strength and some optimism in the place that you are at this moment.
That's and good. That's, well, you know, sometimes that's the best you can do, right?
Exactly.
I can't.
Smoke weed
and take a hot shower. Can't wait to take a hot shower tonight.
And burp.
I've been drinking some beer too and eating Reese's peanut. I got some Reese's peanut butter cup minis.
Ooh! Yeah, I am hashtag content full of cookies.
You're content full of cookies. I thought you were full. I thought you said you weren't gonna have any snackage tonight.
I had two snackages. They were two cookies left in the bag.
Okay, two cookies left in the bag. All right, so you just went for it. That's something. At least you did that. That's, you know, gotta indulge yourself once in a while. Or overindulge yourself on a regular basis. I don't know, however you want to look at it.
I overindulged myself when I was in Florida. That's all I can say.
Oh my God, I know. I did too. I ate more junk food that when you were here than I've eaten in a long time.
You didn't eat as much junk food.
No, not as much as you did, because I couldn't keep up with you. Oh my God.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened with you. You just went like freaking like bingy on it. I'm like, all right, I'm like, knock yourself out, dude.
Well, because I haven't really. Here's the thing, and 7-Eleven a lot of times has been closed now. By the time I get off work,
God, wow, yeah.
So I've just decided to not eat it, and therefore, you know, it was not available.
Yeah, so then you get it. You come to the great state of Florida where there is no virus, and, you know. So, I mean, I thought Chicago was back open to 100%. So are they still not open, or, I mean...
They still set strange hours because I think they have staffing issues.
Oh, okay, that would explain it. Yeah, so I'm like, because I you know, they had light. I saw Lightfoot in the news and everything, and it's like, oh... She says, "Cigars Woven, 100%. I'm like, oh, that's fantastic.
You know, at my place of business, we still require masks of people, but a lot of people kind of flout it, and you know, we're not going to make a big stink about it at this point.
I stopped wearing my mask a while ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, eh.
See, you have to still wear it on public transit, so when I take the bus or train.
Oh, do you? Okay. I think you still do here, too, like as well.
Yeah.
And I wore it at the eye doctor today. I had an eye doctor.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why my ocular pressures were high, because I had a damn mask on my face.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. Ridiculousness.
You need to lower your pressure.
I need to lower my damn pressure. I already smoke a lot of weed.
You need a
weed
reverse,
I can't smoke anymore.
You need
weed.
Reverse vacuum services.
Oh my god, I need something. My goodness.
You better go, girl. That's what your mother
said. Better go, girl. Go, girl, go. All right, hey folks. I haven't said that in such a long time. You go, girl. I used to, in high school, I had a shirt that said, "You go, girl." And then I wonder why I got picked on for being the queer. Hey, folks, it looks like the Ugly Lights, this was the 90s, looks like the Ugly Lights are coming on, and I've just been notified by the FBFI that this is a non-smoking flight. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Oh, yeah, I had Crazy People R Us installers come out and install special traps in the special airplane recycling systems that recycle the creatures into the air. The FBI, FBI will love it, I promise. Well, we're glad you can all join us for the Joe and Anthony Show either tonight or on a recast. You picked up here on Cheyenne Radio or one of the many places our show is carried.
What the fuck was that? I'm afraid to look at the vents. You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekends, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
You know, since you have a device already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in programming with extra added Technic-Q audio procedures? How do I do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep that device or that other device just constantly tuned in to Cheyenne Radio. That's right. Maybe it's in the den, or maybe the kitchen, or maybe in the bathroom to cover up those unsightly sounds.
Or maybe it's up your butthole. Who knows? Maybe you got a butthole radio. Yeah. Exclusively,
or maybe it's tied into your air freshener system, and every time you
Your
fart,
hearing
aid, radio
you can
plays.
Listen to it on your. You know, your Bluetooth hearing aids let you listen to shit on your hearing aid now.
Hey, why not? Just make sure it's pointed to chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience. I can't believe the show is ending. Sad.
Well, it's
not
been an
it's
hour.
Ending.
It's not ending. Yeah, we're not going anywhere.
No, just ending for tonight.
Just tonight.
It feels like it just started. Sad. Yeah,
sometimes that happens. Sometimes it happens that way.
Well, you know.
Well, you know, it's all right. It's, you know, that's why we come back for more. Did we ever pick a show? Yeah, we did pick a show title.
Kendall Founder Pants.
Kendall Founder Pants. So, yeah, it's... interesting. Best I can say is interesting. It's been an interesting year. A lot of strange things. I don't know if 2021 was any better than 2020, to be honest with you.
I'm telling you, it's going to take a little bit of time for things to just get kind of back to normal, where everything isn't such a like a urgent, oh my god, I gotta have it, you know, and
go out and
do this and bombard places. I think in especially in some of the hipper neighborhoods, there's been a lot of recklessness too. It's weird.
It's possible. Thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We may be back next Monday. Check out our blog at chimebit.org. Remember, folks, don't go pantless in a Circle K store after your head got eaten by an alligator flying through the Everglades on a taco run. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for an episode of This Way Out with an S for scrotum.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech.
by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You are listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.